off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
There's never been a Spirit airline crash. And I have a theory. I think it's because all their pilots are on probation. They have to complete 500 hours of safe flight before they go back to Delta and drink again.
Mr. Airline Agent, won't you understand? I'm a frequent traveler and a patient man, but I've been mistreated just a time or two. I stood about all I'm gonna stand from you. I got my ticket in my hand just like everybody else. I paid my money in advance so I could use a little help. You're making such a fuss, you're holding up the line. Just get me on the plane, everything will be fine. I gotta go. You gotta get me to the show. Quit giving me the stare. Just get me in the air.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along Captain Dennis. We got Captain Austin with us as well. We're wandering the grass area, the flight line of Sun and Fun in Lakeland, exactly. Florida here for the big edition of the 2026 show. And we're hanging out at Cirrus. We'd like to come here and catch up with my good friend Patrick, who runs a lot of the promotional stuff they have there at Cirrus. He's kind of high up, and we know him. We play that card, and
of a big deal, but he still lets us talk to him.
So. Exactly. And we're going to get to him here in just a bit. But while we were waiting to connect with Patrick, we ran into Mark, who's hanging out in the Cirrus owner suite. One of the, that's one of the perks you get at being a Cirrus owner, right, Mark?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he saw our Just Plane Radio hat and says, what the hell's that?
Yeah.
And says, I got this product for pilots that I've developed that just launched, and it's Plane WX, and it helps weather in what sense, Mark? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, it's an AI-powered weather briefing. So we all have access to the same weather products, everything from aviationweather.gov, and that's what we use as well. But, whatever your EFB doesn't help you analyze the weather. It just says, here's all the raw data, the TAFs, the METARs, the PIREPs, all the raw data, and says, it's up to you to analyze the data, right?
And I don't read that language. I don't know that language. It might as well be Greek or something, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely gobbledygook. As building this system, there are so many different codes for all the different precip types and freezing precip types. So anyhow, I built this system to provide advanced weather intelligence for pilots so we can plan our lives better. Long story short, I retired, I bought a plane, and I had tons of time to fly and explore and fly around the country. And I'm doing like 450 hours a year in my Cirrus now. First plane was a Diamond.
Yep.
And I need to be able to plan my life. I need to know if my plan's in 5 days. My wife says, are we going to be able to make the flight? I'm like, I don't know. I'll let you know the night before when the TAF comes out, right?
Right, right.
That's what we're used to. But now pilots can use my system, Plane WX. It's a web application. And you can put in all your flights for months and months out. And then once the weather products start to come into view about 2 weeks away, we use all three atmospheric sounding models, the ECMWF, the HRRR, and the GFS. We use those models as well, and they go out to 16 days. So you get advance notice that you might have to change your plans.
Yeah, that's, you are building a better mousetrap, it sounds like. I mean, weather is weather. It could always change, but yeah, we need to see that far out, especially like you said, for your spouse, she wants to know.
Yeah.
And as pilots, we kind of know, well, we always got to have a plan B. You never know.
Exactly.
But they want to know a little bit more, certainty that, hey, the weather looks good. We got a nice line of attack for wherever we want to go. And so it just came out of the need. And hey.
I built it for myself because I really needed it. And I built a feature as well so you can include your wife. Your wife can go be included on every single weather briefing. Now, she doesn't get to see the gory details because she's not a pilot.
Right.
She might not understand that 70% is okay. Some of the risks are acceptable, but she gets an email. The whole purpose of this is to eliminate the external pressure. So say you and three buddies you've bought tickets to the game, you're flying in your plane, and you got to be there, right?
Yeah.
And then so the weather is crappy and
rent a car.
Pilots take off anyways.
Right.
They take off in the marginal conditions, and that's how accidents happen.
Well, yeah, you don't want that.
So the purpose of this is to reduce the external pressure, to let people know in advance. So that scenario of flying to the game with your buddies, you can include all three of them on the briefing. They get emailed. starting 2 weeks out, there might be some weather concerns.
Right.
It opens the conversations to say, let's make alternate plans.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Dennis? That sounds pretty smart to me.
I think it's fantastic, because the problem with any one of these weather products is they're very localized, and it's really hard to build a flight plan for a cross-country flight from Florida to Minnesota or from Minnesota to Florida to Texas. You have to look at so many different airport forecasts, and they're not cohesive. And so by taking all of the individual reports and combining them and running them through, you get a much better picture of what your total route forecast is going to look like, and you can make better plans of maybe I need to move my departure up because there's something coming into the destination, or maybe if I leave 12 hours later, you know, things like that. Also, there is a wealth of information, as you were pointing out in the suite. The terminal forecasts, they're boring. It's literally, here's your 30 hours. But there's meat in there that most people don't look at, and that's the terminal forecast, or the TAP discussion.
Yeah.
And in there, it's written by meteorologists for meteorologists, but there is a wealth of data if you can mine through all of that. And some of it may not be relevant to us as pilots, but there's still data in there, like the marine forecast stuff could be very relevant if you're flying to the Keys. Using all AI to kind of gather that and find all of the relevant data and then give you a much better picture of the weather situation, I think is going to be a huge improvement.
We got to take advantage of this before we have to use the AI as our computer overlords.
Yeah, exactly.
And
before
stuff like that. But this is a good way to actually leverage what they're doing. And it sounds like genius. Now, what are you flying for Sirius?
I have an SR22 turbo.
Okay, that's probably the only element it doesn't do for you already.
Pretty much.
Have you told some of the folks at Cirrus about your project that you came up with?
Not really. It's pretty new.
Brand new,
I mean, I do have like users at CirrusAircraft.com, customers.
Right.
The COPA forum has been a really big resource. We have probably 75 Vision Jets and hundreds of SRs on the platform, and they all helped me develop it. I'm a relatively new pilot, less than 2 years, almost 900 hours. I don't fly a turbine. I don't fly in the flight levels. There's a lot I don't know. So the COPA community has really helped me develop it, as they provide feedback. What's important to somebody that's flying in the flight levels?
Right. And well, you got your buddy with you, and he's a commercial pilot.
Well, I'm an Airbus pilot, captain for an airline. And
does this technology come in handy even for you?
Absolutely. I mean, for the most part, I fly most of the same routes. I know the weather. I'm very good at reading it. I'm doing this now, like I'm a pilot for 20 years.
Yeah.
But sometimes when the weather gets really crappy, I give him a call while he was still developing, because like you said, he doesn't go flight levels. I do that all day long.
Right.
And so I get the info and say, hey, this is the flight I'm doing right now. Look up my flight number. See if your weather would have picked it up. And he said, yeah, absolutely. This is what I can see. I'm like, yeah, that's the same outcome I have. But I did like 30 minutes research on that one before I, you know, even got to the plane.
Right.
And he would have given that one to me like this. And that's, you know.
Instantly, and said, hey, man, I'm a genius.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. And you get email updates. That's a big thing. You put in all your flights for weeks out or even months out, and then you just get email updates as the score changes. What we're doing is trying to quantify the weather risk. So you also put your personal mins in there for each airplane you fly, because you might have a different crosswind max on your LSA compared to your Cirrus. So you you put in your flight rules. And the whole thing is safety focused. We have a big mentor network. So if you have a briefing that has a low score and you want to talk to somebody before you take this flight, we've got people that volunteer to be mentors, and you can literally click a button called Need Help Now, and it blasts a text or email out to the community, and the first person it's essentially like a matchmaking service.
Nice. Well, there you go. It sounds like you thought of everything.
Yeah, you did. I mean, we still always have the option to call flight service, but unfortunately, their default answer, I believe, is VFR not recommended. And so being able to talk to those people and say, real world, this is what, this is what you should think of. And I think it's fantastic. I can also see adoption by corporate flight departments or even airline meteorology departments. They've got massive budgets for meteorologists and dispatch and whatnot that all could benefit from the same information.
Well, there you go. And so just go to planewx.com and just sign up, or is a subscription fee or
sign
what?
Sign up. We offer a completely free service as well.
Nice.
And the free service receives the same high quality briefings. They're just not automatically refreshed.
Good stuff, Mark. Keep it up, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Yeah. And we got more coming up from Sun and Fun, Lakeland, Florida, next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.